everything that weighs you down has been added to you by what you have made of circumstance. Underneath all of this is your glorious core of sheer radiance. And this is what you truly are. Welcome to Mindfulness Man. I wrote that about a year ago. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to get to that core of ourselves. We're going to meditate. And we're not going to do loving kindness this week. And the main reason is I've taken a break in that practice myself. And I always feel it's more authentic for me to be teaching what I'm practicing at the time. So, we're going back to mindfulness. Again, we're going to sensitize the body like we have done before. So, if you get ready, come to a seated position. And see if you can ever so slightly tilt the pelvis forward. This will engage your lower back. And then you find that you may find that the rest of your spine feel supported from your lower back. So I encourage you to experiment with that. Go forward a little and back a little until you feel you're in the right position. You want to be upright, but not stiff. There needs to be life in the spine. And bring your attention to your eyes. Allowing them to gently close. Allowing, not forcing. I'm feeling to see if there's any tension in the eyes. Any holding of the eyeballs. Relaxing. Relaxing the cheeks and the jaw. And scanning through your body. To see if you can feel tension. And when you find tension, hover over the place you find it. And watch the changes occur. Watch its lifespan. Maybe it will fade away while you watch. Going through the body, releasing, relaxing, are remembering that although we're relaxing the body, we're brightening the mind. The mind's becoming much more alert. The mind inhabits the body instead of the usual place, the head, in overthinking. Just feeling the body and waiting in the body for breath sensations to arise. Maybe you'll feel the rise and fall of the abdomen. Maybe you feel it in the chest. Or maybe you feel the air coming in and out of the nose. Wherever is more prominent, hold your attention over that point. Trying to remain with the breath, the in-breath, for the whole duration, and the pause, and then the whole of the out-breath. And we're not struggling for dear life to hold on. We're allowing. We're collecting at this point. Drawing everything in to quite a narrow point. And when the mind wanders, which it will, just bring it gently back to this point. This builds concentration. And we need a certain amount of concentration to be built in order to practice mindfulness. Otherwise, the mind is just so easily scattered. Concentration builds a firm foundation on which we can practice. And in time you'll know when to cultivate a more concentrated mind and when to widen that into the whole body. So let's try that now. As if a laser beam, the laser beam of a flashlight is now being twisted and widened. So the focus is traveling further over the body. feeling breath sensations expand. Feeling as much of the body as you can with the sensations of breathing. But not pushing or pulling at the breath. Allowing. And not seeing the breath just as air. The breathing process contains many, many micro-movements in the body. Movements that draw in the air. Movements that expel it. And also the serene stillness as the breath begins to turn, as an out-breath slowly becomes an in-breath. And now, allowing the breath to just drop as the main focus of attention. You'll still notice the breath, but you'll notice other things as well. You might be drawn to an ache in the knee or the back, tingling, and you might want to move out of this situation of discomfort. But before you do, look at it. And move when you're ready, not when the body tells you. This is gaining power over habit. In mindfulness, we don't run from every ache and pain. We investigate. And we don't run to every pleasure. We investigate with an equanimous mind. And seeing if you can see that everything that arises changes and then passes away. Maybe you can catch something arising. Or maybe you only know once it's arisen. But that's fine. Be with it for a while. Be with that tingle, that breath sensation, that ache. Watch the constant change in the body. And feeling the calm, the stillness that this practice brings. And when you're ready, open your eyes and bring this lovely, mindful feeling out into the world, into your day. And again, I want to thank Rose Patience, who's becoming a very good friend of mine, for her kind, very kind donation. Thank you, Rose. And we have a great family we're building over on Facebook. We did our first Facebook Live meditation last night, and it went really well. So I'd encourage you to come over, and that is Mindfulness in Daily Life. If you search for that group, you'll find this. We're going to do another meditation tonight as well. So do come over there. There'll be lots of great people to meet. Thank you for joining me, and have a wonderful week. Take care.